Central Plaza, Crystal City.
Rex picked his way through the rubble of what had once been a beautiful city square, Skywalker's new Padawan at his side. He hoped that she was grateful for a hasty exit. He wondered if she realized that Skywalker didn't suffer fools gladly, and that if she'd pushed him much farther, she'd have learned that the hard way. The men liked Skywalker. He was a soldier's soldier, someone who understood the troops, but no, and he had that edge to him. Rex didn't see it as a failing. There was no but. It was a necessity in a good officer. You had to know who was boss. Ahsoka paused and looked up at him.
Shouldn't you be wearing your helmet?
Rex's boots crunched on a shattered marble relief that looked like part of the fountain.
I've got my comm earpiece.
He tapped his ear. He thought she wanted to learn SOPs, standard operating procedures.
And we're monitoring for snipers.
Have you thought about moving that line back?
Ahsoka pointed to the artillery position.
They'd have better cover that way.
Ah.
Maybe he was overestimating the scope of the teachable moment. This wasn't a clone kid. She was a know-all, or at least too scared to admit she didn't know much. He had to deal with it, or Skywalker would have his hands full.
Thank you, but General Skywalker thinks they're fine where they are.
But they need cover.
They also need range.
What if I gave you an order to move the cannons? You're a captain, and I'm a Jedi. So I technically outrank you, right?
Technically, you're only a youngling.
Padawan!
She looked as if she was going to continue, but she stopped of her own accord. Rex didn't need to interrupt her. It was as good a time as any to do what a fellow clone captain called picturizing, a lovely, mild word for putting someone in their place.
Look, little'un, Rex said. Why don't I explain how things are in the real world?
Ahsoka bristled visibly. Rex had never served with Togrutas before, so he wasn't sure what was normal for the youngsters. But he knew how a Jedi should behave, and she wasn't doing it.
I still think...
This time he did interrupt.
Are you scared?
No.
Well, you should be. Because if you're not scared in a war, then you haven't grasped the severity of your situation.
Rex sat down on a chunk of masonry, so he was at eye level with her. He preferred training by example, but that would have involved letting her get blown up, and he had to cut her some slack. She was just a kid, full of a kid's weird mix of uncertainty and overconfidence about a brand new rank, as if it would stop a blaster bolt if she brandished it enough.
I take my orders from General Skywalker. It's called the chain of command, and it matters, because we all have to be clear who's in charge, or else we'll be running around like Nuna. And you take your orders from him too, because you're his Padawan. With me so far?
That defiant jut of her chin had receded a little.
Yes, Captain.
Want to learn the most important things about being a soldier? I mean, the things they don't teach you at the temple?
How would you know what they teach Jedi?
By watching you.
Okay.
Ahsoka dropped her chin another fraction.
Experience matters.
Rex ratcheted back a few notches. There was no point rubbing a kid's nose in it. You had to climb down with them.
One, he said, orders. You follow orders. They keep you alive. Two, you're part of a team. We look out for our buddies. I cover your back, you cover mine. And three, an officer rank doesn't give you automatic respect. You earn it. It's not just Skywalker's rank that makes us give him 100%. It's because he treats us with respect, and he puts himself on the line with us.
Rex paused to let it sink in. He took a guess that she wanted desperately to be taken seriously and treated like an adult. She'd grow up all too soon in this war anyway.